Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, we have some more details and a big step forward for the casino that's going up in Schenectady.
Yeah, it's a big project, and as we go forward, we are getting a lot more details. The Galisi Group will come before the Schenectady Planning Commission next week, this time seeking site plan approval for apartments, condominiums, and retail space. This is on the same site where the casino will be built. The apartment building and the five-story condominium building will be built around a planned 50-slip harbor on the Mohawk River. Last month, the Planning Commission approved a big courtyard by Marriott Hotel for the site, and the site is now called Mohawk Harbor. Developers say the hotel and the apartment building would probably be constructed first, starting at the end of this coming summer. The proposed office buildings, which still require site plan approval, and the condos would be built afterwards. The developer is also considering another two residential buildings with retail on the first floor on the opposite side of the harbor, closer to the river. The site has been part of the state brownfield cleanup program since 2010. It's an old industrial property for more than 100 years. American Locomotive built train locomotives there, and they left behind contaminants like mercury, lead, and a lot of petroleum. The industrial property particularly has soil and underground water contamination, and they're concerned about toxic vapors leaking into future buildings on the site and affecting air quality. That's according to the Department of Environmental Conservation, which is monitoring the cleanup. DEC is recommending that the source of the contamination be treated with a process called chemical oxidation, and an indoor venting system might need to be required to essentially vent the building of these vapors. The developer is telling us that it's unclear at this time if the system would have to be installed. DEC has not yet responded to our requests for more information about the extent and timeline for the cleanup. That being said, the developer is going forward. Galisi partners with Rush Street Gaming of Chicago to build this casino. The casino itself comes before the Planning Commission in June, so we'll get even more details next month.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick. She is the editor of the Daily Gazette. You can find out more at dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. As always, Judy, we thank you.
Thanks, David.